We're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday. We're going to talk Huron Tiger boys soccer with their new head coach. Megan Wilson will take over the boys program this year after spending the last 2 years as head girls coach. And Megan, before we get to all that again, just we'll ask you a little bit about your background. I know we've visited with you before, but you're really not from around here. You grew up in El Paso, Texas, played college soccer in New Mexico, but kind of wound up in South Dakota. So you've been able to see soccer at a whole lot different levels.
Yes, I've played soccer my whole life. It was definitely very competitive in Texas and New Mexico, and it's still a new sport in South Dakota, but it's definitely getting there. Soccer's been a part of my life since I can remember, since I can walk, so I'm excited for this new opportunity to coach a different team.
Well, let's talk about you coming into South Dakota. You came to Huron, I believe you're a math teacher. In that first year, it was no coaching at all. I think you're just kind of getting yourself settled in, new job. I know you have young children as well, but it sounds like the itch to coach, the itch to become involved with soccer always stayed with you.
Yeah, that first year I was just getting used to everything, and then the second year I had my youngest child, and then I started volunteer coaching with the spring soccer, and that's when I took the girls position that next year. I really missed coaching for the 2 years that I didn't, so those were 2 years in my life that I wasn't involved in soccer, and I really missed it. I really enjoy coaching because I feel like you get to know the players in a different way than you do when they're in your classroom, so I really missed that part of coaching.
Well, let's talk about making the switch here from the girls to the boys. As you said, you spent 2 years with the girls. They did pick up a couple of victories, and the girls, that program, I think, was just a little bit further behind than what the boys program was when soccer became sanctioned in South Dakota. And of course, Huron jumped in right away. But yet, I know you saw a lot of improvement with those girls over those two seasons.
And there's definitely a lot of things I'm going to miss about the girls' team. It's a great group of girls, and they work really hard when they're in season. And we did see some big improvements, and I know their new coach is going to continue to see improvements and earn successes. I'm excited to coach the boys. I know they didn't have the greatest season last year, but they have so much potential, and they have, I think it's 11 or 12 seniors this next year. So it's really a year where we could see some big successes if we work hard and do all the right things.
We'll talk about coaching boys. Obviously, you're a female, so there's a little bit of a something that the boys will probably have to adjust to there, but you do have some background. You've been an assistant boys coach in the past.
Yeah, I think most of the guys will be all right with it. They know that I have a soccer background. I've played with them a little bit before. So they know that I know what I'm talking about. There's some things that we might change from previous years and different expectations and things like that, but I think the boys are looking forward to it. I am too. The boys, just they're faster. It's a faster-paced game. It's more competitive than the girls, and so I'm really excited to get back into the kind of soccer that I grew up with.
And we're talking with Megan Wilson. She's moving from head girls to head boys soccer coach for the Huron Tigers for the upcoming season. And the bottom line is switching from the girls to the boys. Soccer is soccer no matter who's playing.
Correct, it is. And we have a great group of kids, boys and girls, in the soccer program here at the high school. And both are going to improve a lot. And like I said, there's a lot I'm going to miss about the girls, but I'm looking forward to this opportunity with the boys as well.
And you kind of touched on already, you have a good feel of what you have coming back with the boys team this year, because while you were the head girls coach, you pretty much every time you played, it was a doubleheader, so the boys would play after you. So I'm sure you are plenty well informed because you watched, I would imagine, just about every boys game.
I didn't get to watch the boys as much as I wanted to because I'd go over to the JV girls soccer game. But I know most of the kids on the team, and I've seen them play enough to know what they're capable and their strengths are and what abilities they have. I'm looking forward to getting to know all of them once we start this summer.
I know one other thing you mentioned too is you want to get the kids in the best shape possible, and that means work here in the off season. And with some of the kids' backgrounds, they just may not be familiar with how some of those training regimens go. I know the T3 program is always available to high school athletes, and I would imagine you'd like to see your kids involved with that as much as possible.
The weightlifting and things like that will make a huge difference in their speed, agility, and them as an overall soccer player. We're taking the month of June off for soccer, and then in July we'll start practicing 2 days a week, and then our season starts July 31st, so it'll be here before we know it.
Yeah, that's the thing with soccer in South Dakota, just the way they place the season. You're pretty much the first one to practice, the first one to play competition, then, of course, the first one to see the season come to an end. So, really, there's a lot of things to get lined up here in just a short time.
Yep, I've already met with the boys this year and given them their summer schedule and the game schedule for next year and talked to them about physicals and impact testing to make sure they get all that done before practice. So we can kind of have everything ready to go when the official practice starts.
Then one last thing I did want to ask you about, too, and, of course, you had the experience with this with the girls, too, but as much as anything, here on Tiger Soccer is an international game. We have kids from all over the world or backgrounds from all over the world that play, but it seems like that they all are willing to play together. Everybody helps out if there's a communication problem or something, but, you know, those are maybe some different things that you probably weren't taught back in Texas and New Mexico.
Yeah, one of the reasons I love soccer is because it is an international sport, and some of these kids that don't play anything else, this is their opportunity to get involved in a school-sanctioned sport, and it attracts a lot of kids for that reason. I know that there are some communication issues when their English isn't as great, and with any sport, there's soccer-specific terms, and I use them, and they don't know what I'm talking about. They probably know how to do it. They just don't understand the way that I said it. So luckily there's quite a few boys and girls, too, that can translate or we can demonstrate to get the point across. But the boys are out there on the soccer field every day. Anytime you drive by Pepsi Field, you'll see them out there. And so they're really experienced, and they know a lot of the basics. So it'll be more playing as a team and focusing on possession and getting some goals.
And the final comment I want to ask you, and you kind of touched it at the beginning, because you've seen soccer in Texas, you've seen soccer in New Mexico, then you came up to South Dakota, and the competitive soccer, while it's been in South Dakota for quite a while, it is still fairly new, and in many ways, I'm sure it's kind of fun for you, because you're kind of building the program, not only for Huron, but really in the state as well.
Yeah, and Huron is doing a good job catching up. You know, obviously the bigger cities are farther ahead than we are, but with the Spring Soccer Association and things like that, we're really catching up to everybody else. And the girls' program will take a little bit longer to get there than the boys. Like I said, I'm looking forward to this year just because we've got so many seniors and experienced players on the boys. So I'm looking forward to a great year.
Megan Wilson, she's moving from head girls soccer coach to head boys soccer coach for the Huron Tigers, with the season coming up here now in August. More coming up here on Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.